Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Back to teachers, back to friends, memories that never end, back to learning, back to sharing. Back with all my school supplies, the very best before your eyes. Make it happen, make it cool, Republic Back to School.
Parents, let's get them everything for back to school with Republic Bank. Teachers, we got you covered too with special deals. Let's make back to school happen today.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Pick two. Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big, big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5, or get a free play. Pick 2 with Multi-X. Pick 2 numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on Pick 2 and Multi-X. Pick 2 with Multi-X. Pick 2. Pick 2 in the afternoon. Pick 2. Pick 2 in the evening. Pick 2 with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Kavita called Kemal in rehab and told him she, their mother and father, would visit him on their 18th birthday. Alonso called Benicia, who told him she was living with someone named Julius Michaels, who was ill-treating her. He said he was trying to get the abusive men in the camp to be more respectful to their women, and on hearing of her missing sister, he promised to help. Right now, we join Bibi and Sonny at home.
Morning, Sonny.
Morning, Bibi.
Make open the blind. It look like I'm going to get nice sun today.
Okay.
How are you feeling today?
Yeah, better than yesterday.
Good, good.
Every day me I feel a little better, you know.
Me glad. Allah answer all my prayers for see how nice you recover, Sonny.
Baby, we had a real scare there, you know.
Yes.
I can't talk like this now because me feeling much better. But me really see me life flash pass in front of me eye there, you know, man.
Like the doctor say, TB can kill you. It's a serious thing. People not for take this thing light.
Me not even consider to make it against something like this. TB? How many people think that this thing is still a threat to them?
True though. Me guess a because it's not one pandemic like COVID.
Baby, when I was isolated, I did a little research on my tablet, you know. Tuberculosis is a global pandemic. Every 20 seconds, you kill somebody. In 2021 alone, it killed about 1.6 million people worldwide.
Well, thanks be to Allah that you is alive.
You could hear about how terrible a sickness is, but it's nothing to when you actually experience it.
Me know.
All my chest was in pain. Me feel like me couldn't even breathe. My body feel weak. And baby, when me cough for blood, baby, is dead, I think I dead.
But you're not dead.
That is not a nice sickness at all. Me would never wish upon my worst enemy. People need to take precautions.
The thing about sickness like a TB is better for God doctor as soon as you feel like something not right. Enough people just got one little cough and them feel like something not right in them body, and instead of them go doctor first, them go and them buy something at the drugstore or them buy up some kind of bush. This time, the real problem what them got and keep getting worse and worse.
For diagnose yourself is not a good thing, baby. From now on, me go tell everybody. From time you see you get one cough and cough and in a ease, go and check for TB. Me should have gone right away where me feel like something didn't right, man.
Yes.
But me wait and look what happened. Me Sohindra not sing. Could I be a dead man today?
Well, you still got to finish your treatment for recover completely.
Me know that, baby. Me na miss one day for take me tablet.
The good thing about TB treatment is that them got them dots worker for make sure TB patients take them treatment.
And that alone should tell people how deadly this disease is.
And when you na complete your treatment is worse for you.
Doctor say, you could end up getting multi-drug resistant TB, where the usual drugs not cure you, and you have to take more tablet for a longer time.
Yes, and them say something about it affecting your lungs too.
Mm-hmm. Pulmonary TB affect your lungs, but they have extra pulmonary TB, and that is when TB affect other parts of your body outside your lungs.
What a thing!
And me wonder who calls so early there.
Oh, it's Shelly. Morning, Shelly.
Morning, baby. I hope I wake you all up.
No, man, I'll be there up.
Oh, good, good. I could talk to Sonny?
Yes. Look, Sonny.
Thanks.
Me go get your breakfast ready.
Good morning, Shelly.
Morning, Sonny. Please forgive me for calling so early. But I wake up with drip on my mind.
You're telling Ignatius?
My Sonny, man, it's good.
I'm just pulling your legs, Shelly.
It's good to hear you sounding like yourself again.
I'm feeling a little better every day.
I can tell you TB treatment works once you stick to the regimen. I see it happen with me friend Robin.
Yeah, it's working.
Anyway, this thing bothering me. I don't like the fact that two people I know get TB in this year alone. I don't want we end up with another pandemic like COVID.
No, Shelly. We couldn't deal with that.
Good. Well, I saying we got to do something. Even if it's just in Marundai, villagers need to know about TB and how deadly it could be.
I agree. And I'm willing to share my story with villagers. Once I start selling back in a shop, I can use every opportunity I got to talk about TB.
That's good. And we could think about other ways. I don't talk with June already.
At least there's some amount of information out there. I heard an ad on the radio the other day, you know.
Yes, this is real good.
But you know, we can do some more awareness for people in Murundoy.
Exactly. So when you're feeling better, along with June and me friend Robin, we could do something. People need to know the facts about TB.
I agree. I never been through something like this in my life, Shelly. I was telling baby, Jossa, I could have been a dead man.
Marunda, I wouldn't be the same without you.
I can't stop thinking about them doctors and nurses who work on me. And for the dot workers who help to make sure TB patients stick to the treatment. The support is good, Shelly.
I see my friend go through it and the same thing she decided.
Yes.
Alright, well, don't let me keep you too long. We're going to work on something.
Yeah, man. Thanks for calling, Shelly.
Enjoy the rest of the day, Sonny.
Fellas, what we drinking?
Buddy, after working all day looking for gold, cold stout I want.
Same thing for you, buddy. Julius is your name, right?
Yeah, Julius. Yeah, man. One for me.
Gotcha. Yo, barman, bring her on.
So, Alonzo, you knew about these parks?
Well, I've been in mining for a little while before I get locked up.
Oh, you've been inside. Respect, my youth. What do I lock you up for?
Buddy, I do some things I'm not really proud of. Trafficking.
Trafficking? Nobody don't really pay attention to them things up this side.
Yeah, for real.
Well, it's a crime, and I learned my lesson. I was also abusive to my ex-girlfriend. Something I could never take back. Thanks, barman.
So, bro, you used to beat sheep?
Generally abusive. Talking to she anyhow, treating she bad, you know, them kind of thing.
I'm around with you.
What?
Julius. That point you made it, buddy. You just meet the banner. Don't tell the man about all your bad ways, yeah?
I ain't got nothing to hide. I just say exactly how I feel about women.
So, Alonzo, you say your relationship with your ex ain't work out. They mean you're single now.
For the time being.
Well, I can't stay too long without a woman.
Well, I been with the same woman for 6 years now.
Yeah, well, she ain't with the place name.
Marundoy.
Right. And you there till here. You really feel she ain't got no man with you?
Nah.
You go swear for a woman?
I know she.
A foolish man would trust a woman. Anyway, I like how you just move with them girls out here. Even though you got the woman, I respect my youth for that.
Well, you know, man got needs. And right now, she talking about she want we get married.
I ain't meet no woman yet who could tie me down. You mad at her.
So Julius, you mean you would never get married?
To who? Buddy, no woman didn't deserve that for me.
Wow.
I don't really think if me and Robin get married it won't work out. Because she don't want to listen to me. I is the man and she's supposed to listen to whatever I tell she.
Right, my youth.
Listen, I had the same attitude y'all got. But I learned, buddy. As men, we need to respect the women in our lives. It's mutual love and respect that make marriage or relationship work.
Buddy, nobody ain't want to hear that. If I is you man and I tell you do A and B, but you go out and do X and Y, you can deal with the consequences.
Yeah, not for these women don't want to listen.
These are the same reason I've been to prison. The same mentality. It ain't worth it, buddy.
Jail man or me respect, see? It's only real men just go to prison and come out winning.
Buddy, what you talking is nonsense. Prison is not win for anybody. Prison hard. Every day you fighting for your life.
And when you survive that, who could tell you you's not a man?
So the only people you consider to be men are men who abuse the women, commit other crimes and things like that?
You don't want no soft man to push over around everybody.
That's right.
Fellas, committing crime is not a badge of honor. It don't make you more of a man. It's stupid and irresponsible. Being a law-abiding citizen is a good thing.
It is bad enough.
You can learn, buddy.
Sound like prison make you soft. I can't wait for see these boys walk all over you.
You mean women?
Look, I can refer to them however I want. Their only purpose on this earth is to serve me.
Whoever is the woman you got, I feel sorry for she. I hope she get away from you.
Where the Venezuelan low life gets in the way and go.
Oh, so you girl is a Venezuelan?
A very annoying one at that. It's just one thing I got she for. She got she good uses about she. You know what I mean, Machu?
Yeah, buddy, yeah.
Y'all really need to get y'all act together. It's easier to love and respect y'all woman than abuse and hurt them. Y'all don't like peace in y'all life?
Me? Peace? Nah, I like problems. Always.
No, seriously, you need to change your ways.
Talking about Venezuelan chicks, watch what's going on over there.
Yeah. While election?
I don't have one of them already.
Easy, my friend. Hey, give me a pong there. Aye.
Man like you, Alonso, got to realize these women coming in this country to serve us Chinese men.
Buddy, what you talking about?
They got to do whatever we say. Follow the rules or else.
So Venezuelan women is not people?
There's the problem with some of you Chinese men. Y'all see this Venezuelan chick and think y'all see that. Not me though. I can use them for what I want. Manage them. If they feel they could disrespect me and keep it pushing.
Word.
Look, I tired listening to nonsense from the two y'all. Women, whether Guyanese or Venezuelan or whoever, are to be treated with respect and love. You can't disrespect and abuse women and think it makes you a man. If anything, that make you a coward.
You talking to me like this over some Venezuelan women?
Always not human beings. And they coming together to seek better men because of hardship in Venezuela. How many places in the world Guyanese run to? You think it would be fair for people to talk like that about Guyanese women and disrespect them?
We don't care.
Wow. Well, I ain't gonna sit down and watch y'all do this nonsense. As long as y'all align with me, I can tell you about yourself and how you need to treat women with respect. It's too many wayward, abusive men in this country.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
La tuberculosis es la infección más común en personas viviendo con el VIH, pero no necesariamente tiene que estar infectado. Si estás viviendo con VIH, habla con tu administrador de cuidados y tratamientos hoy sobre la posibilidad de empezar a tomar el tratamiento en contra de la tuberculosis. Recuerda que los síntomas de la tuberculosis incluyen tos, pérdida de peso, pérdida de apetito y sudores nocturnos. Con el tratamiento, las personas que viven con VIH pueden vencer la tuberculosis y vivir una vida libre y productiva.
Este es un mensaje del Ministerio de Salud y del Programa Nacional de Tuberculosis con el apoyo del Fondo Mundial.